Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into the fascinating world of Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain by David Eagleman. This enlightening book takes you on a journey to the hidden depths of your mind, revealing the powerful subconscious forces that shape your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Incognito exposes the unseen operations of the brain, offering a compelling exploration of the inner self that dictates much of our lives without our awareness. David Eagleman, a neuroscientist and junior professor at Baylor College of Medicine, brings his vast experience and expertise to the table. Known for his contributions to popular science, including the acclaimed Wednesday is Indigo Blue, Eagleman guides readers through the complex and often misunderstood realms of psychology, psychiatry, and neuroscience with clarity and insight. This book is a must-read for anyone intrigued by the mysteries of the human mind. Whether you're interested in the psychological underpinnings of perception, the mechanics of decision-making, or the debate surrounding free will and accountability, Incognito offers profound observations on the unconscious processes that define our experiences and actions. Eagleman's work will leave you questioning the extent to which we are truly in control of our actions, and who, in fact, is the you behind the wheel. Join us as we peel back the layers of the brain and uncover the secret lives thriving beneath the surface. Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain. Introduction: Unveiling the Invisible Mind, Understanding the Power of the Subconscious. Imagine that your brain is an iceberg. The tip peeking out of the water represents your conscious mind, the part that's visible and easily accessible. But beneath the surface, there's a vast and powerful component at work that you're barely aware of, your subconscious. It's here, in these hidden depths, that much of the action happens, steering your decisions and actions in ways you might never have guessed. Today, we're diving into the intriguing world of the subconscious mind, a journey that will reveal the silent orchestrator of many of our thoughts and actions. Take a moment to reflect on a recent accomplishment or a time when you outperformed your expectations. It could be anything from a successfully delivered presentation to acing an exam or even performing a heroic act. While it's tempting to bask in the glory of what seems like a feat of your conscious will, the truth is there's an unsung hero in this story: your subconscious mind. Now, this might be a little unsettling, but it's essential to grasp. The majority of what you think and feel at any moment is not the result of conscious deliberation. Instead, it's the outcome of unseen processes happening within the hidden chambers of your brain. What you perceive as conscious control is often no more than a convincing illusion, a thin slice of the vast cognitive pie baked by your brain. This exploration draws upon a plethora of neuroscientific research and real-world examples to pull back the curtain on the subconscious activities that shape our lives. From these stories and studies, several fascinating insights emerge. Consider the case of a professional baseball player capable of hitting a speeding fastball with exceptional precision. It's a feat that, paradoxically, becomes possible only when he stops consciously thinking about it. This illustrates how overthinking can interfere with processes that the subconscious mind efficiently handles. Another startling revelation comes from the story of a 40-year-old man who, due to a brain tumor, developed a sudden and inexplicable obsession with child pornography. This case starkly demonstrates how changes in brain physiology can drastically alter behavior and preferences, independent of the individual's conscious control or moral compass. Lastly, we confront the question of why people generally find apples more appealing than, say, fecal matter. While the answer might seem obvious from a conscious, rational standpoint, it underscores how deeply ingrained and subconscious our preferences and aversions are, guided by millennia of evolutionary programming for survival. As we journey through these stories and insights, remember that the aim is not to diminish the importance of the conscious mind, but to acknowledge and appreciate the immense influence of what lies beneath. By diving deep into the subconscious, we can unlock a greater understanding of ourselves, our actions, and the mysterious inner workings of the human brain. Part 1. The Illusion of Control. How our brains direct us unseen. If you believe that you're the master puppeteer of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, prepare for a revelation. The reality, as unveiled by advances in neuroscience, may surprise you. Most of what happens in your brain is beyond your control, governed by complex biological processes concealed from your conscious awareness. It's a humbling thought, isn't it, that the sense of control we so firmly grasp might be more illusionary than we'd like to admit. This isn't just theoretical. Real-world instances starkly illustrate how the brain, an organ governed by its physical and biological state, can dramatically influence who we are without our conscious input. Take, for instance, a story that seems straight out of a medical thriller. A 40-year-old man with no history of deviant behavior and 2 decades of marriage suddenly develops an inexplicable obsession with child pornography. The twist? A massive tumor pressing against his orbitofrontal cortex, a critical area for decision-making. Following surgery to remove the tumor, the man's previously aberrant sexual desires disappeared as mysteriously as they had emerged. This extreme case underlines a broader truth about the human condition. Much of our mental life operates beyond our conscious command. And intriguingly, our brains seem to have good reasons for setting up this covert operation. Consider the intricacies of decision-making and skill execution. For tasks demanding rapid response and precision, like playing a musical instrument or swinging at a fastball, our conscious mind can often be more of a hindrance than a help. Musicians who overly concentrate on the mechanics of their finger movements can falter, losing the fluidity essential to their art. Similarly, a baseball player doesn't have the luxury of conscious deliberation when facing a fastball. The calculation and response must happen instinctively, in less time than it takes for the conscious mind to even register the ball's trajectory. These examples reflect a broader principle. Our brain often performs best when it operates on autopilot, allowing complex, instantaneous decisions to be made without the slow, deliberative process of conscious thought. Just as we might automatically duck when an object is hurled our way, so too do many of our responses and decisions occur beneath the surface of our awareness, guided by a part of us that remains, for the most part, incognito. This insight into our brain's operation challenges the conventional understanding of control and consciousness. It suggests that the narrative of self-direction and autonomy is, to some extent, a story we tell ourselves, while behind the scenes, a vast network of unseen processes silently shapes our lives. Part 2. The Mirage of Reality. How our brains craft what we perceive. Ever stop to wonder if the world you see around you is really as it appears? Brace yourself. What you're experiencing might not be an accurate portrayal of reality, but a sophisticated hallucination orchestrated by your brain. Unlike a video camera that captures a faithful representation of its surroundings, our brains work more like imaginative painters, taking in electrochemical signals and crafting from these a version of reality that we accept as true. This mechanism applies not just to sight, but to all our senses, including hearing and our perception of time. From these mixed signals, each of us experiences a personalized reality, uniquely our own. Consider the act of reading, to you. These letters are clear, imbued with meaning and purpose. Yet, strip away the context, and they're merely ink on a page. Their significance derived entirely from the interpretations of your mind. Among the most striking demonstrations of our brain's capacity to fabricate reality is a condition known as Anton's syndrome. Individuals with this disorder have lost their ability to see due to a stroke, but remain adamant that they can still see perfectly. They concoct a visual world, a testament to the brain's relentless endeavor to make sense of the world, even when input signals indicate otherwise. The process through which our brains construct our personal realities operates quietly and efficiently, well below the level of our conscious awareness. Right now, for instance, You're likely not thinking about the minor but continuous adjustments your eyes make as you read this text. Tiny, involuntary movements crucial for reading. Your brain seamlessly manages these complexities, allowing you to focus on comprehension rather than the mechanics of vision. This realization that our perception of reality is a construct of the brain, pieced together from fragmented sensory inputs, challenges us to reconsider what we take for granted as the real world. Just beneath the surface of our conscious experience lies a vast unseen operation. Our brains, working diligently to paint our personal portraits of reality, moment by moment. Part 3. The Inner Conflict: How Our Brains Host a Battle of Wills. Imagine your brain as a bustling metropolis, with various districts vying for governance. It's a perspective that challenges the common belief in a singular, cohesive identity. Dive deeper into the neuroscience behind our behavior, and you'll find that our so-called unified self is more of an alliance among diverse brain subsystems, each with its own agenda and influence. At the heart of this complex interplay lie two protagonists, the rational and the emotional systems. The rational part of our brain functions like a meticulous planner, evaluating situations with precision and devoid of bias. Meanwhile, the emotional system acts on impulse, fueled by feelings such as joy, sadness, fear, and desire. These systems, though seemingly at odds, are both crucial to navigating the tapestry of human experience. Consider the repercussions of a brain without emotions. Such an existence would be hampered by endless deliberation, with even the most mundane choices becoming formidable challenges. Emotions, for all their potential for irrationality, inject efficiency into our decision-making processes, allowing us to act swiftly when precision is less crucial. This internal division offers a lens through which to view various human behaviors that might otherwise perplex us. Ever caught yourself scolding your own decisions or actions? This phenomenon of self-reprimand is a testament to the fragmented nature of our consciousness. One sector of the brain critiques another, each with its own distinct perspective and objectives. Or take the smoker who vows to quit yet finds themselves unable to resist lighting up another cigarette. This scenario epitomizes the internal tug of war, where the desire for health and longevity clashes with the lure of addictive pleasure. It's a clear illustration that within our minds, divergent forces are constantly at play, each steering us toward different paths. Understanding the brain as a conglomeration of competing subsystems reshapes our perception of self and our behaviors. Far from being a unified entity, our identities and actions emerge from the constant negotiation and conflict among these internal factions. As we navigate life, we are, in essence, the moderators of an ongoing internal debate, striving to find balance among the cacophony of voices within. Part 4. Wired by Evolution: Understanding Our Cognitive and Emotional Blueprint. Have you ever pondered why we think the way we do, or why certain things instinctively appeal to us while others repel us? The answers lie deep within our evolutionary past. Just as evolution has sculpted the physical human form, it has also meticulously shaped our brains, setting boundaries on our cognitive abilities and predilections. At its core, evolution has fashioned the realms of possibility within our minds. Try as you might, imagining a five-dimensional cube remains an elusive feat, a direct consequence of such visualization offering no survival benefits to our ancestors. The confines of our cognitive prowess are tailored to scenarios that influenced our survival and reproductive success. Consider the task of performing complex mathematical calculations. Most of us find this challenging, not because mathematics is inherently difficult, but because our hunter-gatherer forebears had little use for such skills. Conversely, we excel at navigating social intricacies, such as identifying deceit or ensuring fairness within our communities, skills that were paramount for group cohesion and survival. Moreover, evolution has a significant say in our tastes and attractions, ingraining in us a preference for foods rich in nutrients, essential for survival. Apples, eggs, and potatoes allure us with their promise of sustenance. Sugars, proteins, and vitamins that fueled our ancestors' journeys through harsh environments. This evolutionary influence extends to our aversions as well. Our disgust for consuming fecal matter is a protective instinct against disease, a trait that likely prevented our ancestors from ingesting harmful microbes. Our sexual attractions are equally governed by evolutionary logic. The lack of interest in cross-species breeding isn't a matter of cultural taboos, but a pragmatic outcome of evolutionary pressures. Attractions were honed to favor mates with whom reproduction is possible, guiding our desires towards the same species and sidelining any evolutionary fruitless alternatives. This evolutionary tapestry not only reveals the boundaries and biases in our thinking and preferences, but also highlights our interconnectedness with the natural world. Our cognitive functions and emotional responses are echoes of our ancestral past, a complex legacy that influences every thought we have and every choice we make. By understanding this evolutionary backdrop, we can gain insights into the intricate workings of the human mind and the primal forces that continue to shape our actions and desires in the modern world. Part 5: Rethinking Justice, From Punishment to Rehabilitation. In the realm of criminal justice, the prevailing belief is that individuals consciously choose to commit crimes, thus warranting punishment. This perspective, deeply rooted in the notion of free will, underpins the structure of our legal systems. Yet, a closer examination of human behavior suggests that this belief may be an oversimplification of the complexities at play. The reality is, factors beyond our conscious control significantly influence our actions. Genetic predispositions, environmental conditions during upbringing, and social influences shape who we are and how we behave. Moreover, biological factors can push individuals toward criminal behavior, challenging the conventional understanding of personal responsibility. Take, for instance, the tragic case of Charles Whitman. Once a loving husband, Whitman's sudden descent into violence culminated in a horrifying spree of shootings. An autopsy revealed a brain tumor pressing against his amygdala, a region critical for emotional regulation, raising profound questions about the extent of his culpability. This case and many others like it call into question the efficacy and morality of a criminal justice system predicated on the assignment of blame and the meting out of punishment. If factors outside an individual's control can drive them to criminality, is punishment truly the just response? The implications are clear. Our legal system requires a paradigm shift, moving away from punitive measures and towards a focus on rehabilitation. By understanding criminal behavior as the outcome of complex interactions between biological, psychological, and social factors, we can develop more effective and humane approaches to criminal justice. Rehabilitation, rather than punishment, offers a path forward. This approach seeks not to penalize but to heal, aiming to address the underlying issues that fuel criminal behavior. By treating offenders with the presumption that they lacked meaningful choice in their actions, rehabilitation programs can work to reintegrate individuals into society as productive, law-abiding citizens. This is not to suggest that criminal acts should go unaddressed. However, by reorienting the legal system towards rehabilitation, we acknowledge the profound influence of factors beyond an individual's control. In doing so, we can create a justice system that not only protects society but also fosters the transformation of offenders into positive contributors to their communities. Part 6: Exploring the Edges of Understanding, The Limitations of Neuroscience. Neuroscience has dramatically enhanced our comprehension of the human brain, shedding light on the intricate ballet of subconscious forces that shape our every thought, feeling, and action. This newfound knowledge has profound implications, offering potential pathways to reform societal frameworks, such as the justice system, by acknowledging the complex interplay between biology and behavior. Furthermore, It enriches our grasp of concepts like virtue, framing moral decisions as victories of one cognitive system over another. Yet, as expansive as the field of neuroscience is, it confronts boundaries in its quest to decode the mysteries of the human mind. The brain's sheer complexity, shaped by the unique dance between genetics and environment for each individual, presents a formidable challenge. This individual variability means that the dream of precisely predicting behavior through neurological analysis remains elusive. Moreover, while neuroscience grants us a detailed map of the brain's terrain, charting neural pathways and dissecting the functions of various parts, this microscopic focus might risk missing the forest for the trees. In concentrating on neurons and their networks, do we perhaps overlook the essence of the human experience? The skepticism toward a purely reductionist view of human beings is echoed in the words of complexity theorist Stuart Kaufman, who reminds us that the sum of our parts cannot fully encapsulate the profundity of our experiences. A couple's walk along the Seine, wrapped in the cocoon of their affection, represents more than just the mechanical motions of particles. It embodies the ineffable qualities of love, connection, and shared humanity that resist quantification or prediction through science alone. This realization invites us to balance our enthusiasm for the insights of neuroscience with a humility regarding its limitations. As we continue to explore the brain and its workings, we must also remain open to the mysteries that lie beyond the reach of our microscopes and models. By recognizing that people are indeed more than the sum of their neurons, we embrace a more holistic view of human existence. One that appreciates the beauty and complexity of life in its full, inexplicable splendor. Final summary. At the heart of our existence lies a profound truth. The conscious awareness we experience daily is but a sliver of the vast cognitive universe that operates within us. The essence of our thoughts, actions, and feelings sprouts not from the terrain we can see, but from the immense uncharted depths of the subconscious mind. This exploration reveals that beneath the surface of our conscious self lies the true force shaping our behaviors and decisions, a force driven by complex, often inscrutable processes that elude our awareness. Our subconscious is the unseen architect, quietly laying the groundwork for the choices we make, guiding our instincts and reactions, and ultimately molding our reality. Embrace this understanding and embark on a transformative journey to appreciate the intricate and mysterious workings of the human mind. Recognize that what feels like conscious decision-making is frequently the result of subconscious deliberations carried out by the tireless, invisible hands of our neural machinery. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.